WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction Company. Here with the starting lineups from Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. Here's John.
All right, Brian, for the Blackman Blaze, it'll be Juwan Jennings, a 6'3 junior forward wearing number 3. Number 4 is Isaiah Hart, a 5 junior guard. Lucas Hart, number 5, a 6'3 senior forward. Andrew Rogan, 6'2 senior forward, will start wearing number 14. And number 22 is Reed Pierce, a 6'4 senior center. For the Stewart's Creek Redhawks, Jalen Washington, number 22, a 6'6 junior forward, will be followed by number 5, Jalen Fern, a 5'10 junior guard, along with Mason Hall, number 2, a 6-foot junior forward. Then Seth Cromaugh, number 4, a 6'3 junior forward. And then T.J. York, number 34, will round out the starting lineups for the Redhawks. It's York, Cromaugh, Hall, Fern, and Washington. For Blackman, it's Jennings, Hart, Rogan, and Pierce. And Rogan's going to be jumping against Washington. And the tip is up and controlled by the Redhawks. And they'll get first life here. Here's Cromaugh. Loses the ball, goes out of bounds instantly. And it's going to belong to the Blackman Blaze, so a good start defensively for Blackman. Juwan Jennings right in front of the table. In fact, Brian, you could have reached out and touched him. There he comes back. There he is. Okay. Flips it out to Isaiah Hart.
Ringside seats here.
Boy, you really do. Good view, really. Hart has it over to Jennings. Top of the circle, now back over to Lucas Hart. Looking down low, no. Takes a couple of dribbles, gives it out to Lucas Hart. To the left side, it goes as Rogan. Takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it back over to Hart. Isaiah, going to drive, stops, gives it back out to Rogan. Stops at the foul line, puts it up awkwardly, the shot's missed. Rebound, down with it comes Stewart's Creek. And that's York with the rebound, and he's got the ball now. Left side it goes to Cromaugh. Takes a dribble with the right hand. Now gives it over the top of the key. Over to Fern. Now back to the lob down low to Washington. It's intercepted. Nice play, Pierce. So two turnovers for Stewart's Creek quickly. Here's Jennings. A long three. He's too strong. Rebound picked up and delivered here by Cromaugh. And he's going to throw a pass to Washington. Takes a couple of dribbles. May have walked. Gives it back out. Deep in the corner, it goes to Hall. Shot is missed. Rebound. Coming away with it is Lucas Hart to Isaiah. Isaiah spins in the lane, loses it, and coming up with it is Fern. Going to drive, goes up with the left hand, and lays it up off the glass. Good. Jalen Fern gets Stewart's Creek on the scoreboard, and they take a 2-0 lead early here in the first quarter of play. Here's Hart. Picked up momentarily by Fern. Now he backs off. They're in a zone here. 2-3. Isaiah Hart between the circles. Now gives it over to Jennings. Back to Hart. Over the wing to Rogan. Now back to Hart. Blackman looking over this defense here. Over to Lucas Hart, right side. Now up to Jennings, top of the circle. Spins, now gives back out to Rogan. The long three is short. Rebound, tipped around, belongs to Jennings. He goes back up in the air and puts it in. Off the glass, Juwan Jennings.
Well, he's a tough customer. I don't care who's playing him. It's hard to get those rebounds away from him. He crashes the board so well.
And can play anywhere on the floor. Here's Fern going up. It's blocked. I don't know who got a piece of it. I think Pierce. Rogan has it. Long cross-court pass to Jennings. Takes a look, now shoves it over to Isaiah Hart, to Lucas Hart. Top of the key is Rogan, going to drive, goes up with the left hand, going to be fouled going in. I think it was before the shot, we'll have to see. 2-2 our score, 5:02 to go in the first quarter. And the foul is going to be on T.J. York, his first. And the first Stewart's Creek team foul, in fact the first team foul of the game. From the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Free throw is up and it is good by Rogan. 3-2 now, Blackman. Second one is up, too strong. Tipped away, saved by Lucas Hart. Nice play by Pierce to keep that ball alive. Isaiah Hart has it. Left side, Jennings. Drive, now gives back out to Hart. They'll set it back up. Rogan over to Lucas Hart. Right wing, now to Rogan. Rogan takes a couple of dribbles, gives over to Jennings. Going to drive? No. Gives it off to Rogan. Stop, shoots, 14-footer. Good. Rogan from outside. He has three, and the lead is three for Blackman. Coming across the timeline with it is Cromaw. Over in the corner to York, back to Cromaw. Over to Hall. Very nice ball movement to get it inside to Washington, and he's got a misses a shot, but he's going to draw a foul from Reed Pierce. And for Pierce, that's his first and Blackman's first foul. Really good ball movement that time. And going to the fans hitting near free throw line is Washington. Had a great first game here just the other night. Free throw is up and no good. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. Misses the second. So Stewart's Creek comes away empty there.
He had 28 in the game here on Wednesday night in the 77-66 win over Riverdale.
Rogan to Jennings. Left side it goes to Lucas Hart. Back out Jennings. And now a foul underneath, a push underneath the basket. They're looking at Mason Hall. And it is on Hall. First foul on Mason, quarterback of the Stewart's Creek Redhawks. Long jumper by Rogan. It's good for three. First bank foul for Andrew Rogan. And we've got a timeout on the court with Blackman leading 8-2. Brian, you've got a word from Bob Parks Auction.
Well, don't settle for anything less than the best. We're talking about the Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. They are absolutely A1 guys, stand-up guys here in our community, and they're really good at their job, too. I mean, people come to them to ask them about how to do this and that because they have the experience that many of these other guys don't have. So put their years of experience here in Rutherford County to work for you. Consider it sold with the Bob Bug Stan Vaught team at Bob Parks Auction Company, 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown, Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance along with Martin's Home and Garden.
Arnett Bodenheimer, certainly glad to be here in this situation. Upsetting Riverdale in the first round. Here's York. Stewart's Creek with the ball. Washington, a little spin in the lane. Finding someone open. Here's a drive. The dive down low, and the pass to Washington is up and good.
John,
junior looking pretty good.
MTCS boys winner in the consolation game.
Oh, there's a first bank three from Lucas Hart. That was pretty.
They've hit four in a row, by the way, including two threes. The final, MTCS 81, Community 77. 81-77, MTCS a winner.
That's a big win for them. Here's a jumper in the lane by Fern. It's up and good. A little rotor, floater about 4 feet.
And
here's Hart.
Puts them in the row on the road in the 2-3 game in the region.
There's a nice move by Rogan. Went up with a left hand from the right side. Rogan with eight. Stewart's Creek. Going to bring it up here, trailing 13-6. 2:54 to go in the first quarter. Fern, little crossover move. Now gives it over to York, who dishes it off to Cromaw. And now a holding foul going to be called on Blackman, and that is on Isaiah Hart. His first. And that's the team's second. So we're moving right along here, coming into the ball game. For Stewart's Creek is Cameron Marsh. Our first look at him tonight. Getting the ball in, they throw it a lob to York. Being hounded by Rogan, and they're going to call a foul on Rogan. And Barry Workman, not necessarily giving words of encouragement to Rogan, but I don't know exactly what it is. Barry is very demonstrative on the sidelines. Here is Cromaw, tries to give it away to Isaiah Hart, and he pounds the basketball, but I don't think it was about the call. He was just frustrated in himself. So he went out of bounds. He caught it out of bounds. York to throw it in for Stewart's Creek. Cromaugh has it. Going to walk it across the timeline. 2:26 to go in the first quarter. Here's York. Loses it momentarily. Now gets it. Going to lob it to Washington. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Stewart's Creek.
That's their second turnover, John. And, boy, just like the other game, it seems like these teams are having a hard time kind of ramping it up, getting into the flow of things.
Stewart's Creek now in a man-to-man against the Blackman Blaze. Isaiah Hart brings it in, brings it back out. Going to left and left to right here at Siegel High School. Here's Jennings. Looks for Reese. Up here, Reed Pierce at the top of the key. It's missed. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by York. Has it stolen away. Blackman has it stolen back. York gets it back for Stewart's Creek. Boy, back-to-back turnovers. Here's a nice feed inside to Washington. Can't handle it. They're doing a good job of fronting Washington as he comes down with the ball. Isaiah Hart. And going to be reaching in on him will be number four, Paul Cromaugh. And that is the first on him, team's third. Coming in for Blackman is Christian DeWitt.
If you're just joining us, scoreless 6-minute stretch in the fourth quarter for Oakland. Broke open a very close game. Smyrna winning it 40-32 in the 4-5 matchup. Smyrna moving on to play number one seed Siegel tomorrow afternoon as part of the semifinals.
That has to be a frustrating loss for Mike Wright when you can't buy a basket. Wilson is in also for Blackman. He's going to drive in, put it up, no good. Rebound, DeWitt comes away with it. Now throws it to nobody or Andy Ezell. And at one time, Andy could probably make that play.
Well, I think DeWitt thought someone was over there in the right wing spot, and by the time he made the bounce pass, there was nobody there.
Blaze turnover gives it ball back to the Red Hawks. That's three on the Blaze. Here's York. Oh, he walked. No whistle. Wow. But it's a turnover as he loses the ball. Jennings drives. Dishes off to Rogan in the corner. Good pickup there by Marsh. Keeping him from scoring. Jennings backs up. Shoots a three. Too strong. Rebound DeWitt. Goes up with it and lays it up and in. Nice move by DeWitt. Oh, that was pretty. 15-6 the score. Here comes Fern, Jalen Fern, the 5'10 junior. Gets a pick from York, almost lost it, now back to York. Over the corner, it's Cromaugh. This is his out. The long shot from Marsh is good. Cameron Marsh with a first bank three. 15-9.
Shooting well, John, 3 of 5 from the field, but turnovers have been their big bugaboo so far.
Yeah, they've had trouble getting a shot off. I mentioned to you that Wilson is in the game for Blackman. Cedrontis Wilson. Here's Jennings. Gets a screen from Pierce. Going to drive. Penetrates through two. Going to be hacked as he goes up. With 2.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 15-9. Blackman leads it. And going to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is Juwan Jennings. Eyes the first one. It's up and it rolls. No good. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. Checking in for Stewart's Creek is number 20, Kendall Wilburn. Free throw, second one by Jennings. Rolls good. Now the subs come in for Blackman. Don't have that number, Brian, coming in. But it doesn't matter. We'll try to get that at the end of the quarter here with a score. Blackman 16, Stewart's Creek 9. You're listening to State Farm District 7 AAA Basketball Action on WGNS.
The time is now.
Estate auctions in Woodbury selling subject to court approval. Auctions will be on Saturday, February 22nd. The auctions will begin at 10 a.m. on McFerrin Street and then at 11 at 818 McCrary Street, 1130 925 McCrary Street. See pictures online of these Woodbury auctions Saturday, February 22nd at BobParksAuction.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Taking pride in getting our athletes back on the field, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider, TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. We start the second quarter of action with Blackman with the ball in the lead, 16-9. Here's Isaiah Hart. Oh, he almost walked. Gives it over to Jennings. Top of the key. Jennings backs in, backs out. Now gives it over to DeWitt. Down low it goes. And the shot is up and good by Lucas Hart. That's his fifth point. Jacob Nelson was in the game. He's checked back out, but that's the player that we were missing. Thank you, Brian. Here is Stewart's Creek, Washington. Now to Fern, loses the ball, just kind of dribbled it off his leg, and another turnover for Stewart's Creek. They're starting to mount a little bit, Brian.
Yeah, that's six for the Red Hawks, where Smyrna has but three. But you cannot, in a game like this, when you're in a game versus the three seed, and you just got to have a near-perfect game. And Stewart's Creek has got some work to do in that regard in terms of playing the perfect game with the number of turnovers that they have especially.
Isaiah Hart has it. Stewart's Creek has gone back into a zone. Lucas gives it over to Wilson. Wilson penetrates, now gives it the right side to Jennings. Jennings dribbles it back out. Now between the circles it goes to Lucas Hart. This zone has done a good job, but Blackman's also been pretty patient with it. Not rushing anything, looking for a good shot. And you really have to do that against the zone. Jennings has it. Over in the corner now to Wilson. Over to Jennings. Stops, drives, puts it in the lane. The little eight-footer's good. Little jumper from eight. And Jennings has five, and the lead now is 11 for Blackman. Big, important trip coming down the floor for Stewart's Creek. Here's Cromaw. Bounces it off. Juwan Jennings. Wouldn't you imagine playing guard and you've got Juwan Jennings up there guarding you?
Yeah, really.
With that length. And you're probably 5'10", and he's, what, 6-something?
He is
definitely 6'2", I think.
Imposing.
Speaking of imposing, there's Jalen Washington throwing it in. Here's Cromaw, throws it away, right into the hands of Lucas Hart. Jennings, spinning, drives. And they don't call a walk. They call a foul, and that's probably a good call. No argument from Coach Bodenheimer. It'll be Blackman's ball underneath their basket. Over to Rogan. Wide open. Short. Rebound. Hart went up, or Isaiah Hart went up, and as he was fouled, hit in the face. And that is on Jalen Washington, and going to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line will be Isaiah Hart. He was there. Washington, about the only hope he had was to foul him. He'll shoot the first one. It's up, and it is good. Fans Heating and Air is built on trustworthy service and customer care, 893-7930. That's the first point for Isaiah Hart. 21-9 now, Blackman. Eyes it, puts it up. Second one good. Isaiah Hart with two. 22-9 now. Blackman leads it by 13. 5:44 to go in the half. Here's Washington. Way out front. Now spins in the lane. Kind of throws a little elbow there, but the shot won't fall. Good move, but no basket for Jalen. Here's Hart. Isaiah goes up. Double pump. Jennings, weak side. Puts it up off the glass and good.
That's where Jennings is just so good.
Well, he's everywhere. 7 points for Jennings. He winds up with 20 points. You don't even realize he's done it.
Yeah, no. It's amazing.
And another sub in here. We've got him. That's Cook. Gives it out to Fern, who misses the shot. 24-9, 5:02. Jennings, stutter step, and he's going to travel. Turnover. That's four for Black. And DeWitt getting ready to check back in. Joseph Cook's in for Stewart's Creek. And I told you about Kendall Wilburn. He's in the game as well. And Joseph Cook is about, what, 5'7", 5'8"?
Yep.
Says 5'9 on the roster. They might be a little generous there.
Had stacks in the shoes.
And a travel call on Stewart's Creek. Oh, I don't know that he's even 5'7". Do you think? I don't know about that one. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. Blackman leads it here on District 7 AAA basketball action, 24-9 over Stewart's Creek. You're listening to WGNS Prep Radio. Stay with us. Prep Radio, I like that.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has more than 20 specialties and over 65 physicians ready to assist you and your family on your health destination point. The Comprehensive Breast Center at MMC offers complete breast care, such as screenings, therapies, surgeries, and reconstruction in a compassionate and caring atmosphere, combining the unique talents of multiple specialists, providing rapid and accurate results. For more information, contact Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, your journey to good health.
I'm State Farm agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Be sure to tune in next time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. Don't call that 800 number. That's the only number you need, 815-1800. After the game, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. Andy DeGraw actually dribbling around with
Man,
the basketball.
That is a terrible looking sight right there. You know what?
Leave it to Christy, okay?
Yeah.
Let her wear the basketball pad.
I wish he'd get her down here. They go in a shootout.
Yeah.
And have let's bring that up.
I think that should happen.
I think that would be great.
Downtown Christy Brown will smoke him
against.
Well,
quick, Mr. Magoo. McGraw or whatever.
Magoo,
DeGraw. McGraw. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, McGrew, DeGraw.
Oh, man. It's been a long night. Going to be a long day tomorrow.
Four
big games for you on WGNS.
You can hear more of our ramblings tomorrow. Tune in.
Here's Rogan. Well, they're used to our ramblings by now after these years together. Here's Lucas Hart. Isaiah Hart inside to Lucas Hart. Nice move. Misses the shot. Rebound, Washington. Jalen with the long pass, intercepted by Rogan. Man, the turnovers are really mounting up, and now Blackman turns it over.
Five for the Blaze, eight for the Redhawks of Stewart's Creek.
That's a 4:11 mark here in the half, 24-9. Arnett Bodenheimer talking about Joseph Cook, said playing one of the smallest guys in the league. Here is Cromaugh over to Washington, top of the key. It spins, now gives it off to Cromaugh. He's going to drive, and he is fouled by DeWitt going up. And he will make an appearance at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966. I was approximately, at that time, 10 years old.
Really?
And Speedway by Elvis Presley was on at the movies at the Princess Theater. No, not the Princess, the Marlboro, I think. I mean, the Martin by that time. There's the first free throw. It's up and good. Mr. Cromaugh.
I was born 9 years later. Born 9 years later.
66. It was a pretty good year. Second free throw is up, and it is good. I was attending Buckhannon School at the time. Some great memories. 24-11. Still rambling right here.
Rambling Radio.
Rambling Radio. 350, that'd be a great name. 354 to go in the first half. Blackman has had the lead. It was tied at 2-2, and Blackman's led ever since, 24-11. Here's Jennings, dishes it out to Rogan for three. First bank three for Rogan.
Boy, they've got three of those on the night, John. They're shooting the three ball really well from outside.
Great penetration by Jennings, found Rogan wide open. And now a nice move by Fern in the lane. He's got six. 27-13. Over to Jennings. Now he gives over to DeWitt. DeWitt to Rogan, left wing. Now over to DeWitt. Going to drive. Puts it up with a sweeping hook shot from the corner. Good. That was a difficult shot. DeWitt gets it. 29-13 Blackman. We're under 3 minutes here in the first half. Washington dishes it off to Cromaugh. Long jumper's no good. Rogan up high with the rebound. Pulls it out. Blackman wanting to run, and now we've got a reaching in foul. Mason Hall is the culprit. That's his second. And it'll be Blackman's ball. No, it'll be the 17th foul, so we're going to the fans heating and air free throw line. Andrew Rogan, who is leading all scorers with 11 points, will be there to shoot. York getting ready to come back in. Hall going to take a seat here for the rest of the half. Rogan eyes it. First one is up and rolls off. Rebound. Marsh. Cromaugh to York. In the corner. Right side it goes to Cromaugh. Back to Fern. Now to York. Long lob into Washington. Has it stripped from him. As he put the ball down, somebody's reaching in. That's three times that's happened. Hart to DeWitt. Down low. Pierce. Nice spin move in the lane. Good. Oh, my. That was pretty. 31-13. Blackman leading. Here's Cromaugh running the point for Stewart's Creek. Left side to Marsh. Takes a couple of dribbles. Rogan reaching, slapping. And it's stolen away by Jennings. Another hot Red Hawk turnover. Jennings for the slam. Bring it home. Juwan Jennings, he's got nine. 33-13. Lead is 20. Penetrating in the lane is Fern, and he's going to score as the basket rolls good, and he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. Well, hadn't had much action in the first quarter, but the second quarter has been quite active.
Been full of action here. Lots of turnovers for the Red Hawks, but they're trying to hang tough.
Speed of the game's picked up. Here's Washington with a rebound off the miss, and it's good. Nice touch by Jalen Washington. 33-17 now. Blackman leads it. 1:38 to go in the first half. Don't forget to join us for halftime. We'll have the halftime stats for you. Brian will also probably update you on some brackets at halftime, I would think. DeWitt, left side. Now back to Rogan between the circles. Dribbles back out. May play for one. May play a little toss here. Isaiah Hart holding the ball as Stewart's Creek now comes back and approaches him a little. Now back to Rogan. A little double-team trap. Rogan gets out of it. Go back to DeWitt. He gently passes it back to Rogan. Rogan back to DeWitt. 57 seconds to go in the first half. Back to DeWitt. Looking for somebody down low. That is exactly what Barry Wertman wants. DeWitt takes a few dribbles, drives baseline. Now finds Hart way back out front. They'll set it all back up again. Here's Isaiah right in front of our viewing area. 31 seconds to go. 33-17 Blackman. Rogan has it. Picked up by York. Flips it over to DeWitt. Back out and gives it to Isaiah Hart, and we'll set it all up again. 19 seconds to go in the first half. A little give and go by Isaiah Hart. Crossover dribble. Gives it over left wing to Jennings. Jennings stops, shoots. 12-footer in and out. Rims out. Rebound. Pierce goes back up over Washington. Can't get it to go, and then rebounds again. And this time going to draw the foul.
Well, that's where they're crashing the boards right there and have a huge rebound lead over Stewart's Creek. And they're showing their mighty muscle with that board work.
Well, you can't get much better shot there. They ran a minute 38 off the clock, and Jennings stops and takes a little 12-footer just rimmed in and out. But that was nicely done by Blackman. Pierce with the free throw. It's up and good. Pierce shooting from the fans heating and air free throw line. And don't forget, they'll design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. 2.7 seconds to go on the first half clock. Second free throw is up, in and out. And Washington throws one down court, and that's the end of the half with the score. It's been all Blackman. The Blaze lead it 34-17 over Stewart's Creek. The Red Hawks trail, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. We're talking District 7 AAA basketball tournament.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Sometimes money's harder to get and even harder to keep. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and I'd like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your life? I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. Let me help you by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 896-2013.
When you need a new heating and air conditioning system, who do you call?
I call Roscoe Brown.
For over 75 years, this area has turned to the experts at
Roscoe Brown.
That dependability that you've learned to trust for over 75 years is now available for plumbing and drain cleaning as well.
Roscoe Brown.
24-hour emergency plumbing and drain cleaning services.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
The DirecTV by Intersource difference in two words: customer service.
DirecTV is the best television service available. We want our customers to have that, and we want to make sure that we do everything to make the overall experience great so they don't want to go anywhere else. They don't need to go anywhere else.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's third annual Bald in the Borough. Whether you decide to shave your head, volunteer, or donate, it's an easy and fun way to raise money for a very serious cause, like a walkathon, but without the blisters. Bald in the Borough event is scheduled for March 14th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. To find out how you can be involved or to donate, go to www.baldintheborough.com. Come on and be a hero.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We're back here at the half. The DirecTV Minor Source halftime shootout has already taken place here. And on this Valentine's Day, hope you are having a good one, and thanks for making us a part of that. WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. Let's take a look at the stats here at the half. Stats brought to you by Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography and Fans Heating and Air, J. Jalen Fern leads the way for the Stewart's Creek Redhawks with 8 points. Jalen Washington with 4. 2 points for Seth Cromaugh and a first bank 3 for Cameron Marsh. That's the scoring for Stewart's Creek. And for the Blackman Blaze, they are led by Andrew Rogan's 11. 9 points for Juwan Jennings. 2 points for Isaiah Hart. 5 for Lucas Hart. 4 for Christian DeWitt. And Reed Pierce has 3. Nobody with more than 2 fouls, so foul trouble not an issue here so far. Team stats now, with Blackman leading Stewart's Creek 34-17. 10 rebounds for the Blaze to Stewart's Creek's 5. Blackman shooting 54%, 12 of 21 with 3 first bank 3s. Stewart's Creek 7 of 13, 54%, and a first bank 3 for the Creek. 4 of 8 from the foul line, 50% for Blackman. For Stewart's Creek, 2 of 5, that is 40%. And in terms of turnover, Stewart's Creek with 10, Blackman with 5. 34-17, that is your halftime score. Blackman led 16-9 after the first quarter of play. All right, let's take a look at so far what we have on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard this evening. Middle Tennessee Christian School boys defeated Community at Community's home gym tonight in Unionville, 81-77. It was the number one and number two seeds, but both playing in the consolation game. Forest and Fayetteville in the championship game there. But MTCS claims third place in the district tournament in boys. Here earlier tonight in the 7AAA tournament, it was Smyrna defeating Oakland 40-32. Smyrna Bulldogs move on and will play the number one seed Siegel tomorrow at 3:30. The winner of this game will take on Laverne tomorrow as well. Here is a look at the schedule tomorrow. Tomorrow on WGNS and WGNSradio.com at 12:30 pregame, it'll be the Middle Men hosting Southern Miss. Pregame at 12:30, Chip Walters and Kyle Turnham with the call of that one, and 1 o'clock will be the tip. We will follow that by the second game here of the tournament, and it'll be the Siegel boys and Smyrna boys at 3:30. That game will be followed by the Oakland Riverdale girls game at 5 o'clock, Laverne versus either Blackman or Laverne versus Stewart's Creek in the 6:30 game, and then we will replay for you the Blackman-Smyrna girls contest. After the third game live, we'll have an encore presentation of the Blackman-Smyrna girls game here on WGNS tomorrow. So a total of 5 ball games for you tomorrow to end our 10-game, make that 15-game week here on WGNS. We'll take a final break here at the half and come back. John will have the second half play-by-play for you here on WGNS, AM/FM online, WGNSradio.com.
Hello once again from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. This is Lenny Farmer. As I speak to folks about their need to prearrange their funeral, more and more questions come to the surface. Questions like, does Jennings and Ayers guarantee the price for life? Yes. Is there more than one type of cremation program offered? Yes. Can I use my prearrangement plan at another funeral home, say, if I move out of state? Yes. Friends, these questions and more can easily be answered by calling us at 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Toots, good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Please join us every day for lunch, Monday through Friday, where we have our famous Toots lunch special. All specials are only $4.99 and each come with an entree and a side dish. We have wings or chicken fingers on Monday. We have burgers on Tuesday. Chicken fingers or buffalo fingers on Wednesday. Salads and chicken sandwiches on Thursday. And our seafood baskets on Friday. All for $4.99. Come to Toots.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
BNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament is brought to you in part by Mills Family Pharmacy, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, along with State Farm. Second half play-by-play coming up here. Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, Vance Heating and Air bringing you the starting lineups. And here with the second half play-by-play story, here's John.
All right, Brian, and the starting lineups here for the second half of action for Stewart's Creek. It'll be Jalen Washington, Jalen Fern, Mason Hall, Seth Cromaugh, and T.J. York. And for Blackman, Juwan Jennings, Isaiah Hart, Lucas Hart, Andrew Rogan, and Reed Pierce, which is exactly who we had in the starting lineups in the first half. And those starting lineups brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And immediately, we have a whistle.
I think they called a foul on Jennings.
They did. We're at the very opening here. And that would be number one on Juwan. Holding. Not a football type of holding either. York has it for Stewart's Creek. Cross-court pass to Fern, down low to Washington. Turn, spins in the lane. Good. Nice move. Jalen Washington, 34-19 now, Blackman. They have led all of the way. Lead cut now to 15. They're trying to go down low to Hart. It's thrown away to Washington. Now Stewart's Creek throws it away. It'll be turnovers for Stewart's Creek and Blackman. And it'll be Blackman's basketball. Boy, we've got, Brian, you're going to have to explain to our audience in just a little bit about the district tournament tomorrow, because we've got MTSU basketball. And once we get an opportunity, I want to make sure everybody knows when they can listen, how they can listen. It gets kind of technical for me, but you can handle it.
Well, it is kind of technical, but we'll have three games live here and an encore tape delay of the Blackman Smyrna girls, since we'll have MTSU on. They play at 1 and pregame at 12:30, so we'll have a total of five games on for you tomorrow, and only really miss one game, and we're going to bring it to you tape delayed. So,
all right, you haven't missed any action here. Blackman being very deliberate on offense. Jennings has it left side. Over now to Isaiah Hart. Sweeps it across to the right side to Lucas Hart. Back to Isaiah. Stewart's Creek has been in that zone most of the night, and Blackman's been content to try to look for the best shot possible. Isaiah Hart cuts through. Now Rogan has it between the circles. Back over to Hart. Rogan going to shoot the three. In and out. Rebound. Tipped around. Coming up with it is Lucas Hart. Isaiah thought about it, but he's going to bring it back out and set it all up over again. 2 minutes have already expired here in the third quarter. Rogan drives, finds a lane, puts it up from the right side. Good. Nobody picking Rogan up, and he just goes in with a little bit of, well, actually no trouble at all. Washington has it. Between the legs dribble. Now gives it over to Cromaugh, over to Fern. Now back to York. Right side it goes. Cromaugh over to Fern. York takes a couple of dribbles. Now dishes it off to Washington. Man-to-man defense for Blackman. Straight zone for Stewart's Creek. York lobs it over to Fern. Hall has it in the corner and is going to throw it away into the Blackman bench. Turnover, Stewart's Creek. And that would be number 12 for the Red Hawks. Checking in is Kendall Wilborn, a junior guard for Stewart's Creek. That's the only change. 5:13 to go in the third, 36-19. Very little scoring here midway through the third quarter. We expect big crowds tomorrow. Four games. You can really enjoy some basketball tomorrow. I think it's one of the most exciting nights of the year, along with, I guess,
Region semifinals are pretty good.
Yeah, that's probably one of the better ones. Here's Hart. Lucas tries to get it down low, throws it away. Picked up there by Washington. Here come the Redhawks. Fern driving. Scoops it into Washington. Loses control. Picked up. Scramble for it. Washington comes up with it. He's going to score, and he's fouled.
Boy, really, when both teams can actually get the offense going, they're both really performing pretty well shooting from the field. But the turnovers right now have been the big killer for the Redhawks.
Free throw up by Washington. He completes the three-point play. And that was from our DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Coming across is Isaiah Hart to Rogan. Left wing, he's got it. Top of the key now. Foul line extended to Reed Pierce. Right side to Rogan. Looking for a pick. Doesn't get it. Gives it over to Isaiah Hart to Lucas Hart. Back out to Isaiah. Going to drive. Tries to find a drive person down the lane, and he does, and that's Reed Pierce. Well, Pierce with five. 38-22. Ball's thrown away. Cook comes up with it. Puts up a shot, misses it. Pierce down with a rebound. Isaiah Hart across the timeline. 16-point lead for the Blaze. 3:45 to go in the third. Jennings has it. Right wing. Looks for some help. Now he's going to bring it back out. Gives it to Rogan. Around the horn it goes. Back to Rogan. Top of the key. Jumper short. Tipped out. Picked up. Nice play by Pierce. To Hart. Now back to Pierce. Keep the ball active. Good things can happen for you. And that's what Blackman did. 3:20 to go. Blackman in no hurry to score. Rogan picked up by Cook. And now a whistle and a foul called. And holding down underneath Cromaw. And Cromaw is going to have to come out. That's four fouls on him. And Mason Hall comes back in for the Redhawks. Redhawks winners over Riverdale to get to this game. And slowly across is Isaiah Hart. 38-22 Blackman. Lucas Hart. Over to Jennings. Back out, right side. It goes to Hart, to Pierce. Foul line. Lucas Hart with a few dribbles. Gives it to Rogan. Well, you really have to be patient when you're running this kind of offense. Oh, good drive in the lane. It's blocked by Washington, pinned against the glass. Here comes Fern. Drives. Goes up with the left hand. Going to be fouled. No basket. But he'll go to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. And that foul is on Hart. That would be Lucas.
You know, we really saw that last night in the Siegel and Smyrna girls game. Siegel really played that zone very well, slowed the ball game down. I think in boys basketball it's a little harder because teams can force the tempo at times, and Blackman's been able to force it when they've needed it tonight.
Fern hits one of two, and we've got a timeout on the court with that free throw by Best in DirecTV with local service you can't get by calling the 800 number. Call DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. Back in a minute, 38-23, Blackman.
Chocolate and flowers are nice, but for this Valentine's Day, why not give your family a true and lasting gift of love? Come by Krischer Law Firm during the month of February and talk to me about setting up a will or trust, and we will give you $100 off our normal prices. The consultation is free, and there is no obligation. Give the gift of peace of mind for your spouse and kids. They'll love you for it.
Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
Learn more at KrischerLawFirm.com.
Loveless Fine Photography is now the official photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek.
Pictures that we've done for the larger high schools are online. I know the parents will love looking at them, and everybody else will love looking at them.
Alan Loveless has made the process easy. Go to lovelessphotography.com, click on Online Gallery 2, and you can even order right there.
It's just simple online ordering.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558. Photography you'll love. Why settle for less?
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, Crisher Law Firm, Bud's Tire, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
38-23 our score, 2:27 to go in the third quarter. John Dinkins here along with Brian Barrett. And it has been a turnover affair for Stewart's Creek. They've got 10, which seems like they've gotten more than that. It's just the defenses are playing so well.
Well, it's up to 12 since the last time I used our state-of-the-art technology there. But Blackman has 7 of their very own,
okay.
So there have been a lot of turnovers in this game. It's really a different style of basketball. I mean, it's very slowed down, very deliberate. It's almost like watching a practice. Nothing against the style of game. Stewart's Creek thought this was their best chance to come in to win, and so far it's paid off if they can get some baskets to fall.
Here's Jennings driving baseline, goes up with it. His shot is missed, but he's going to draw a foul, and he'll go to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. And the foul is on York, his third foul. So Stewart's Creek facing a little foul trouble. And we've got Wellborn coming back in. Here's the free throw. It's up and in and out by Jennings. Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Don't do that. Call DirecTV by Intersource at 815-1800. Local service is fast and friendly. And we have been enjoying their halftime shootouts. Second free throw is good. Wilson going to come in for Blackman. Jawan Jennings with 10 points. He's in double figures now. DeWitt also coming in. Taking a seat is Jennings for Blackman and Lucas Hart. Here's York driving with the left hand. Now gives it off to Wellborn. The long jumper's good. First bank three for Kendall Wellborn. Here is Isaiah Hart.
John, they have another couple of possessions where they hold Blackman scoreless and get some baskets. It could be an interesting ball game down the stretch in the fourth quarter.
39-26, lead cut to 13. Rogan in the corner. Rogan looks for help, gives it to Hart. Tries to find the lane, now dishes off to Wilson. Wilson back out to Rogan. 1:08 to go in the third quarter. DeWitt, Rogan, head fake, stops, fakes again, now gives it back out to Hart. Well, they're really wanting to drive in that lane, but Washington and York aren't letting them. Here's DeWitt, standing there at the top of the key. Now takes a few dribbles with the left hand, gives it back out to Rogan. Here comes Isaiah, now back out to Wilson, in front of the Blackman bench. Between the circles now is Hart, holding it with 39 seconds left. Going to go for the last shot. Well, they've eaten tons of time off in this third quarter.
Well, this is like this entire possession here is going to wind up being about a minute 20.
Here's Hart, left wing, dribbling with the right hand, gives it over to Rogan, 20 seconds. Wilson has it, right side, now goes to Rogan, top of the key. You look for Rogan to take this shot, 12 seconds. They're going to hold it, 9 seconds. And now Barry Werman says go, 5 seconds, 4. Here's Rogan for 3, short, rebound, put up and in, no, out. In and out by Pierce, it almost went in, and legs get tangled up, and Mason Hall and Wilson and the referees immediately stop that, are on top of it. That's the end of the third quarter, our score. It's Blackman 39, Stewart's Creek 26, and you're listening to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Trey Helton, and I'm that State Farm agent. 895-0500.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Monty King. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 720-2210.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Speaking of Bud Morris, he's helping to bring you this final quarter here. 32-45, Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Bud Morris, 893-1417. Stewart's Creek actually won that third quarter, 9-5. Blackman leads 39-26. And, John, you get a few things go your way if you're Stewart's Creek, especially early on here. It could be a very interesting game as they have slowed the pace of this one down and forced Blackman to kind of play their game. We'll see what happens.
And Isaiah Hart has the basketball. 39-26, if you just joined us. Blackman with a 13-point lead. Here's Rogan. Picked up by Morris, who just checked in. To Jennings, who's back out there. Juwan gives it over to Wilson. Now the baseline drive by Isaiah Hart. Reverse layup, missed. Rebound, York. Here's that opportunity that you were talking of, Brian. There's a long pass to Jalen Washington. Spins in the lane, and he is grabbed by Reed Pierce. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Well, you force him to miss a shot, come down. Now they got the opportunity to put some more points on the scoreboard here. And, John, it could get really interesting.
Whoa. Didn't quite come through with that one as the free throw was missed. Jalen just didn't have a lot of form on that one. Get all the same DirecTV channels without calling the 800 number. You can do that. And get local services from DirecTV by Intersource. Call that number, 815-1800. Washington misses a pair. He didn't feel comfortable up there, did he?
No, not at all.
Here is Rogan. Has the ball, now gives it over to Pierce. Back out to Isaiah Hart, and here we go again. 7-12 to go in the game. Blackman drives by Jennings. Goes up with the left hand. Misses, but Pierce tips it back in. That was a big basket, really big basket for Blackman. 41-26, the lead is 15. Washington now gives it over to Fern. Crossover dribble, takes the jumper from about 18. It's missed. Rebound, Rogan. In trouble, trapped. Finds some help, finds it to Jennings. Comes away out of traffic. Three on two, great pass down low. The slam by Pierce, can't get it to go. But we are going to get a push on Stewart's Creek. Foul is on Fern. The third foul on Fern. And Reed Pierce going to go to the DirecTV free throw line by Intersource. Eyes the bucket. Takes a deep breath. Puts it up there. In and out. No good. Pierce, who has 7 points tonight. York wants to check in. Oh, no. He's in. He just... I don't know really where he came from, but there he is.
Talking to Coach Bodenheimer for a second.
Second free throw is good by Pierce. He has 8. 42-36. And the ball thrown away but saved on a great play by Lucas Hart. And the good thing about what he did there, he knew exactly who he was throwing it to. Here's Rogan. Saved that blindly. It might be a Stewart's Creek basket, but he knew where he was going with it. Rogan flips it out to Isaiah Hart. Now back out to Jennings. Back to Isaiah. 6-12 and counting. Blackman with a comfortable 16-point lead. Hart drives, finds a lane, puts it up off the glass, good, over Washington. 44-26. The lead increases to 18. Ball taken away. Fern's pocket was picked, and now Fern's going to draw the foul. And Fern draws another quick foul. 44-26. It's going to be Blackman's ball side court right here in front of our table.
Very well, maybe witnessing what is the shift of the game, John, because Stewart's Creek had a slow start here to this fourth quarter after trailing 39-26 at the end of the third, giving up back-to-back baskets, three turnovers, not getting any baskets themselves out of it, and maybe a lead for Blackman that Stewart's Creek cannot overcome.
And they have done a good job of looking for that good shot, and they've got a big lead to do it in. Flipped out. Here's Lucas Hart from the corner. No good. Rebound. Picked up Washington. Stolen by Jennings. Jennings reverse layup. It goes in. Oh, nice play, Jennings. He's got 12. 46-26. The turnovers continue to haunt the Redhawks.
Yeah, 15 of them, and that's way too many against a really good team.
And add 16 to the list as Washington throws it away, out of bounds. 5:12 to go, Brian.
Kind of starting to... Stewart's Creek didn't have the momentum, but they've lost all the momentum right now, and just are not making smart decisions with the turnovers, and that's going to wind up costing them here, it looks like.
20-point lead. Here's DeWitt. Back to Rogan. Clock moving, under 5 minutes now. DeWitt, left side, just checked in. Over to Isaiah Hart. Also in the game is Joseph Cook for Stewart's Creek. And Marsh is in, Fern, Washington, and York. 4:37 to go. Lucas Hart brings it in, now backs it back out, gives it out to Rogan, who is acting as the point guard out there tonight. Oh, nice feed inside by Jennings. DeWitt has trouble handling it. Now he's in some trouble, tries to go up, and he's going to draw a foul. Got the best he could out of that because I thought he was hopelessly tied up.
Well, he made a lot of something out of really nothing. It was a pass that he had to try to corral. When you get the ball down, John, and you've got people around you, it's hard to get that ball even up to even attempt to make a basket there, and he kept fighting for it.
Well, he comes up with a free throw that's good. Christian's contributed with 5 points tonight. Got some more changes. Cromaw coming back in. Also, Lucas Alexander in the game. Try to get all these changes for you. Free throw, second one by DeWitt is good.
Well, he's somebody that's seen a lot of playing time of late, and he's a big contributor coming off that bench for Barry Wertman's Blaze.
Gives you valuable minutes. And if you really, when you have somebody coming on the bench, Brian, it doesn't really matter if they score a lot of points. It's just if you keep the other team at bay.
Right, and something that Blackman didn't have to begin the season was a lot of depth. They've developed that over the year, and it's really good to see.
Here's a long jumper up, no good. Down with the rebound, Jennings. 22-point lead, Blackman. Jennings going all the way in, going coast to coast. He's fouled. That's on Fern. That's the third foul on Fern. I had him with more than that, but as usual, I am totally way off. Free throw by Jennings is up and good from the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. For the best in DirecTV with local service you can't get by calling the 800 number, call DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. Second roll is good. Juwan Jennings has become the leading scorer in this game with 14. Here comes Fern. Gives it over to Cook. Cook flips it over to Cromaw, to Fern. Jumper from long range, no good. DeWitt pulls down the rebound. Another example of how DeWitt's helped this team. Wilson has it in the corner. Now back to Rogan. Rogan drives, puts it up, misses the shot. It's short, rebound. DeWitt going to go up with a little hook. It's gone off. Rebound and put back in by Wilson. Great second effort by Wilson, his first basket. 52-26, and Blackman is fixing to advance here. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Some changes coming in for Blackman. We'll give you those. And, Brian, you've got if you've got a chance, we can do a little bracket coverage here.
Well, I just thought I would mention some of the great games that are coming up tomorrow here.
Here's a shot inside, won't fall. DeWitt tries to save it and does to Jennings. Jennings about the only starter there now. double teamed, picked up, and throws it over to DeWitt. Jacob Nelson's entered the game for Blackman.
The Oakland Riverdale girls game, those two teams split. They just played this last Monday.
There's Jennings driving with a layup, misses the shot. Down with the rebound is Fern. Fern drives, puts it up off the glass, no good. DeWitt down with the rebound.
Missed their last five shots from the field, John, the Red Hawks.
Here's Nelson. And we've got a timeout. We'll take one, too. Blackman leading 52-26 with 2:24 to go. Brian, we'll talk about those brackets when we come back. You're listening to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three local locations. Check out the Sir Pizza podcast on our website, WGNSradio.com.
Here's Wilson. New player checking in for Blackman. We'll give that to you in just a second. Here's Nelson.
Bryce Williams, John.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Williams to Nelson, and Nelson throws it away.
The rest of what I was talking about, tomorrow's matchups, of course, Laverne and Blackman just played this last Monday as well, and Laverne beat Blackman to take the number two seed. So those ought to be really good games. Siegel and Smyrna in boys, Blackman and Smyrna in girls as well. The four games, not in that order, but semifinals, it's always a great day. Four games, come on out here to Siegel High School and watch them all.
Here's Marsh for Stewart's Creek. Over to Cromaw. Takes the jumper. It's short. Rebound picked up by Williams. Over to Wilson. Wilson going to go all the way in. Lays it off the window. Good. Wilson with four. 1:32 to go. Blackman leading 54-26. Here's Wellborn. Gets it inside. Now dish deck out to Marsh. Jumper won't go. Stewart's Creek not having much luck shooting the ball here in this fourth quarter. There's a jump ball, and the possession is going to go to Stewart's Creek.
John, they haven't scored this quarter.
Well, that's been a common theme tonight, hadn't it, for a couple of teams. Oakland had trouble. I think, well, they scored four in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, but they didn't score those 4 points until the last minute. They went 6 minutes scoreless, and that's at least the case right here. I went 7 minutes, rather, scoreless.
All right, we're going to go. Stewart's Creek finally getting the ball in. Number 21 has checked in the game. That's Anderson over to Cook. Corey's son is in there, Brian, I think.
Yes, Dante Alley.
Yep.
Deontay Alley.
Here's the jumper by Wellborn. Is no good. Rebound, Anderson. Puts it up and in. Braylon Anderson gets a basket for Stewart's Creek. We're under a minute here, 54-28. Williams has it for Blackman. Gets it out front. Blackman just kind of holding fort here. Williams has it to Jeffries. 37 seconds. I don't think Blackman's really necessarily looking to shoot. Ball stolen away. Over to Jeffries in the corner to Alley. He'll take the long jumper. It's no good. Rebound tipped away. Anderson had it for a moment. Williams had it for a moment. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to Stewart's Creek. So Blackman on defense now. Stewart's Creek going to try to get a shot off. Blackman going to advance. Here's Anderson in the corner for Stewart's Creek. We'll have that all on the IDST, or excuse me, the Prentice Also Beating Air postgame show. Here's a jumper in the lane. It's no good. Rebound picked up Blackman. Blackman wins this one by a final of 54-28. Big win for Barry Workman as they'll advance. And again, we'll talk about that on the Prentice Also Beating Air postgame show when we come back after this timeout. The final, once again, Blackman 54, the Stewart's Creek Redhawks 28. And you're listening to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament. Stay right here. Don't go anywhere. We're not going anywhere.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Andy DeGraw explains the DirecTV by Intersource difference.
We're going to be there to talk to you one-on-one. We're a local provider that understands what the people of our community want and need better than anybody else. And we also are going to cut out some of the long wait that you might have when you call national call centers.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
There are several things that consumers need to look for when trying to select a reputable company.
Kenny Bell with Ace Construction.
As for their credentials, contractors must be properly licensed, insured, and bonded. And the company should be a member of the Better Business Bureau and in good standings.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue with two locations on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Our pork is smoked about 23 hours. The process takes about that long. We have smoked pulled chicken off of a